Health centers that serve local communities can be extremely important in disasters because they work with underserved groups that are often the most vulnerable in a crisis. In August 2005, Hurricane Katrina destroyed medical facilities across the Mississippi and Louisiana coast and forced the displacement of tens of thousands of people. The Jackson Medical Mall in Jackson, Mississippi, became a resource for those in need of care. Dr. Aaron Shirley explains.
We had a significant increase in services for displaced persons, persons from as far away as New Orleans and the Mississippi Gulf Coast. There, at one time, there were close to about 25,000 people in the Jackson metro area who had been displaced by Katrina. Our clinics were overloaded because most of our clinics, they are what you call booked. And these were unexpected, this was unexpected demand. So we had to stretch our resources, extend our hours to accommodate many of those refugees.
Director of the National Library of Medicine, Dr. Don Lindberg, explains the Jackson Medical Mall's unique history.
By 1995, the once thriving shopping mall in the heart of downtown Jackson, Mississippi, had fallen into disrepair. The 53-acre shopping complex of 900,000 square feet was abandoned as people moved to the city suburbs. Dr. Aaron Shirley saw an opportunity. He worked with the University of Mississippi's Medical Center and Dr. Wallace Connerly, Vice Chancellor, to raise the $3 million needed to buy the mall and the many more millions to convert and repair the building and make it into an ambulatory health center. In addition to providing a lot of badly needed square footage for the medical center for its outpatient operation, the mall seems to please patients more with its informal and familiar atmosphere than the traditional and necessarily formal hospital setting. Some call it the mall with it all.